When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So we are going to try this new game. Brig is scared out of his mind to play it. Adam, I'm very excited.
Scared out of my mind.
That's right. We're going to call this, we're calling it a player to be named later. And the way this is going to work is we are going to give one another four clues for a mystery player and see if the other one can guess it. And you get three strikes and then you're out. It's kind of, we're going to kind of do a little bit like a shootout, I think. Whoever gets the most out of the... gets the most right in the end will be the winner. And if you get what, three or whatever, I don't know, you can clinch, we'll figure it out. Maybe we'll do the math, maybe we'll do all five.
I don't know. Hey, I'm clinching now.
You're clinching. Okay. Yeah, there's yeah difference.
I'm clinching <All right>. Now
do you want to go first, Brig, or do you
hold on, would let's you say, rather... let me say a couple things. So baseball family, we want you to play along with us. Okay, so we're going to try and take this at a leisurely enough pace that you can play along. The other thing I wanted to say is that we have not colluded at all. We are trying to you know, trick each other a little bit.
Right, yeah, I'm trying to stump him on this.
Trying to stump each other. So this, we believe that this might be the ultimate overlap competition. If Brad and I have selected the same player somehow, mm-hmm, to stump each other with, because we overlap on every other list or
everything we've ever done. Everything we've overlapped. Yeah.
So if we overlap this time, I might just lose it. Okay. And I'm predicting it's going to happen. So it'll be interesting to
okay
see.
All right. Do you want to guess first, or would you like me to guess first?
I'll guess first. How about that?
Okay. All right. Mystery player one. Here is your card. He is an active player. One-time All-Star, he plays third base. Mm-hmm. He's played for three teams over 19 years. That 19 years doesn't feel accurate, though, Brig. I might have forgotten to change that. Let me pull up his baseball mm-hmm reference just to make sure. But he does definitely have four gold gloves and two platinum gloves. Those mm-hmm are, in fact, correct. He has played definitely not 19 years. He has played 8 years.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So active player, one-time All-Star, third baseman. Three teams over 8 years, four-time gold glover, two-time platinum glover.
Matt Chapman.
What the? Yeah.
Seriously?
Yes.
No way.
It's Matt Chapman.
Oh, no, I didn't believe it. I was like.
Yeah, that is absolutely Matt Chapman. Yep. Good job.
Okay.
I'll keep score. Okay. Brig won. Okay.
I am surprised.
Not as hard of a game as you thought it would be, did you, Brig?
I love trivia. I hate baseball trivia. I'm really bad at it.
All right. Throw up your first player card.
Okay. All right. This is an active player. This okay player has won the MVP, two Silver Sluggers, five All-Star selections, two teams over 15 years, and is the Home Run Derby champion. Has a Home Run Derby championship.
Has a Home Run Derby championship. 15 years, two teams.
Yeah.
An MVP. Golly, I'm trying to think who's been playing for that long that did the Home Run Derby.
Well, and I didn't give you his position, so he's an outfielder DH.
An outfielder DH. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I have a feeling I know who it is. It's on the tip of my tongue, but I can't place it right now. Because my first thought was going to be Albert Pujols, but I know that's not right because he's retired. He's not an outfielder. He's,
yeah, that's not it. But that's not your strike. We're not going to give you that as a
okay
strike.
All right. Very good. Yeah, because that was so far off. I want to say, I don't, JD Martinez has never done the Home Run Derby, has he? At least not won it.
Not one I know of. No.
No. Okay. There's one. I have a feeling I know who this guy is.
You do?
Yeah. Like, definitely know him. But I'm drawing a blank on Home Run Derbies so bad. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna cheat. Look up home run derby champions over the last like
15 years.
Yeah. 10 years. But yeah, because this is Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. His picture is the first guy who pops up on the home run derby Wikipedia page. But really, though, like I was like, man, 15 years outfielder DH, like who else could it be?
Yeah, it's so true.
Yeah, that's a good one, though. That's good. Hey, I can't believe I got that. Okay.
That's awesome. All right.
So going forward, Googling is allowed.
Googling is allowed.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll say
it's allowed. I was not prepared for that to be true.
Okay. All right. Okay. Second one.
Okay.
This is a retired player, 10-time All-Star outfielder, played for three teams over 19 years, won an MVP, a Rookie of the Year, 10-time Gold Glover, 3-time Silver Slugger.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It's already happened. He's mine, too.
Bro, are you serious?
Yeah. hold on, look.
So who is it?
Hold on. You gotta see this. This is hilarious. I knew it was gonna happen.
Look at it. Oh my god.
The same one?
Yeah.
Is it Ichiro?
Yeah, it's Ichiro.
What? I knew it would happen, but that's not the guy I thought it would happen with. But
that is crazy.
I'm like, wait a minute.
Okay, that one's got to really be a wash. Well. And that one's got to be a wash. Golly. How does that happen? Every time.
I knew it would, but I don't know. Because that's not the guy I thought we would overlap on.
All right. Okay. All right, I'm gonna go to my third guy then. Okay, here's my third mystery player. Okay, he is a retired player, 6-time All-Star, first baseman, played for one team for 14 years, MVP, 9-time Gold Glove, 3-time Silver Slugger, and also has won a Manager of the Year award.
First base?
Yeah.
Who then became the Manager of the Year.
Yes.
That's the crossover I think is most interesting. These are his player statistics, not his manager statistics, obviously.
Right, yeah. Everything is player except for, obviously, Manager of the Year. He was not a player manager, if that helps.
That helps a lot, actually.
He's not Nap LaJoy, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, right. It's not Ty Cobb. It's not Ty Cobb. Nap LaJoy. Okay.
The deep cut.
That is a deep. Okay. I'm stalling now with jokes.
I know. I'm trying to help.
First base, one team, 14 years, and then went on to be a manager. I don't like this game.
Even though you knocked it out of the park on the first one.
Just one time, Brad. It was one time. Okay, Google's okay.
Google's okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I'm going to make a clean guess first. 9 okay. Gold gloves at first base.
Yep.
With 3 silver sluggers.
Uh-huh.
How long ago did they retire? Like forever, right? Like forever ago.
It was a while ago. Like in your lifetime, though.
Right.
Yeah. Do you want a year as a hint?
Yeah.
95. That was like 30 years ago. Oof.
Yeah. Okay. He retired in 95?
Yeah. That was his last season. Yeah.
As a player. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
current Kevin manager. Kevin Cash? No, not Kevin Cash.
Okay, I was going to say.
there's one.
Okay, I'm going to managers of the year.
Kevin Cash retired in 2010. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Here's a fun little aside for you. He played for the Red Sox, the Blue Jays, the Yankees, the Astros, and the Rays, the Devil Rays.
No way.
It's funny because the Devil Rays are on Baseball Reference as TBD.
Mm-hmm.
So that team was to be determined.
Like, yeah, they were. Every time I see that, I think, what?
Yeah.
Okay. So he won Manager of the Year recently then.
Yeah. Yeah. Fairly recently.
Yeah. 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 Is it Brandon Hyde?
Nope. There's two.
Paul Molitor.
Nope, that's three.
Okay, go ahead.
Donnie Baseball, Don Mattingly.
Oh, shit, oh God. When did Donnie Baseball win Manager of the Year?
That's what I'm looking for right now. I don't know what year it was. It just shows up on his player.
2020.
Thing. That's 2020. Right.
That's what it was. I see it.
That's right. With the Marlins because they made the playoffs.
Yeah, that's right.
Whoa. Okay.
Okay.
That was your next.
My number two. Active player, rookie of the year, MVP, 3-time Cy Young Award winner, 2-time ERA title, 3 teams over 18 years, and 2 World Series championships.
Is that Max Scherzer?
No, that's strike one. Try it without Google. Let's leave Google your third guess.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. Okay. Rookie of the year, MVP. Brig, is that Justin Verlander?
Yeah.
Yeah. What, is he on the funny?
No.
Yeah.
No.
We overlapped again.
Back to back.
So that doesn't count. That's so funny. Because I was looking at it, I was like, there's no way he did Verlander 2. There's no way.
Okay. Okay. Good night. No.
Right. Okay. Okay, give me your next one.
Now.
Give me your next one.
All right. No, you just won. I got to. Now you do me.
I won because I had that one because I knew that one. So that one doesn't count for me. Just like Ichiro didn't count for you.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. You ready?
Yeah. Give me another
one. This player is retired.
Okay.
He won the MVP, Rookie of the Year, 1 Silver Slugger, and 2 Gold Gloves. He played 24 seasons with 3 different teams and won 3 World Series titles.
Three teams over 24 years?
Yep.
What position?
He did time at first and third and in the outfield.
This one has this. No, Albert Pujols doesn't have that many. It's not Albert Pujols. Because he doesn't have that many World Series titles.
Correct. Do you want that to be one of your guesses or no?
Yeah, that could be one of my guesses. That's fine.
Okay. All right.
I just so badly want one of your guys to be Pujols. Apparently.
Is it one of yours?
No, it's not.
Okay.
3 World Series titles?
Yeah.
3 teams in 24 years?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Ricky Henderson?
It is not.
Oh man. Okay, let me hop on the Googles.
Okay.
3-time World Series champs.
This surprises me. This is the guy I thought for sure we'd overlap on.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I honestly have a feeling that I'm not gonna get this. It's a retired player, played three teams over 24 years.
Mm-hmm. Three championships, rookie of the year, and the MVP.
Oh, mm-hmm. I think I know who this is.
Baseball family, let us know in the comments if you got it. Especially if you get it before us, which
this is Pete Rose.
Charlie Hustle.
Tune in for next week's episode.
Tune in to next week's episode, baseball family. We're going to talk a lot about Pete Rose.
Yes, we are.
Very good. That's Pete Rose. I thought that's the guy we would overlap on, honestly.
No. Okay. I got one more.
Okay.
Get to my number five. Where is it? Where'd it go? I can't find it on the thing.
I only have one more, too. That's perfect.
You know, I think, you know how sometimes stuff gets deleted when we upload a bunch of stuff? I think that's what happened. Here, I got it now.
No, I see Brad 5. I see Brad 5.
Oh, well, it's there now. Yeah, okay, this is a retired player. 5-time All-Star outfielder, 3 teams, 19 years, 9-time Gold Glover, 9 times. I don't remember him winning a Gold Glove 9 times, and 2 Silver Sluggers. This is probably my most obscure player, I'm going to be honest with you. Despite the fact that he was a 5-time All-Star.
Mm-hmm. Only 5, though. Over 19 years, only 5?
Yeah, it's a little bit shocking number as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm
going to be honest with you on that one.
Five-time All-Stars, outfielder.
Mm-hmm.
Was one team, was he on one team like for forever?
I'm pretty sure he was pretty evenly distributed, but let me double check real quick.
Okay.
So he was on, so one team, yeah, he was on that team for 12 years and he spent mm-hmm. 5 with another and then 2 with another.
Okay.
One team, he felt like he was there a lot longer than he was though.
Wow. No idea. Obscure. Let's see.
And I don't want to say he's not like super obscure, but he's the most obscure of the list. I'll be honest.
Yeah. Is it Andrew Jones?
No, but that's a solid guess. Because let me look up. Let's compare Andrew Jones real quick. Because that is actually a really, really good guess.
Because
Andrew Jones played 17 years for he was on 5 teams though.
Oh, okay.
10-time Gold Glover, 1 Silver Slugger, 5 All Stars though. That, like I said, that's a pretty close guess.
Hmm.
And not out of my wheelhouse with somebody that I would have picked either.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Is it Deion Sanders?
No, it's not. It is not Deion Sanders.
I don't think he played that long. I don't think he had that long.
No, he played. He had a total of 9 years because he had 3 years where he didn't play because of football.
Okay.
And he played for 4 teams.
Okay, give me a hint.
There is
the year they retired.
The year he retired? Okay, let me look real quick because I can't remember off the top of my head.
Or the team, either one.
2015.
Well, that didn't help.
With the Twins.
Well, that didn't help either. Although I was sitting here thinking you were going to pick somebody in the Central Divisions that I don't know much about. Retired in 2015.
Uh-huh.
In his last couple seasons were with the Twins?
No, his last season was with the Twins. Before that, he was in Detroit.
Brad. 9 gold gloves, though?
Yeah.
I have no idea who this is. It's going to be... I'm going to get on... I'm going to Google now.
Okay, do it. That's fine. And I'm going to take a sip of my drink.
You drank.
Did you look up the Twins 2015 roster?
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm doing. Stop it right now. Hold on. I'm getting there.
I'm holding. You're so close, Brig. I can feel it.
Yeah, you can. An outfielder.
Yeah.
Okay,
I can't wait for you to get it. Now I want to see where he's at on the roster.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah, he's there.
Is it Torrey Hunter?
It is Torrey Hunter.
Yeah.
Hey!
Torrey Hunter.
Good job. You got Torrey Hunter.
Barely.
Well done, sir.
And I had to cheat for like 12 years.
All right, throw up the last one for me.
Okay. All right, I'm excited about this one for you. This guy's a Hall of Famer. So he's all the way retired, okay? Just so you know, okay. In case you didn't put that together, right?
Okay.
He won the MVP, 7 silver sluggers and 13 gold gloves. 13, Brad. He played over 21 seasons with 6 different teams and was a World Series champion and a 14-time All-Star.
Is this another oldie? Old guy?
Old-ish. I wouldn't say old.
Not like Pete Rose old.
No.
Okay. MVP, 7-time silver slugger, 13-time gold glover.
Yeah.
6 teams, 21 years?
Yeah.
He's a 14-time All-Star with 1 World Series. My goodness. What position?
Catcher.
He's a catcher.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Pudge?
Yep.
Yeah. Yes.
Way to go. I'm so happy for you.
I had to get a catch. My gosh. For you. That made me so happy just now, Brick. Thank you for throwing a catcher in there.
You're so excited. I'm happy for you.
Outstanding. Baseball family, let us know how you did. Did you get those way faster than we did?
Probably.
Because if you did, we want to know.
After me.
But I thought that was fun. I liked that a lot. That was a good time.
Yeah, it was.
I think, did you have as much fun as I did, Brick?
No, but I did have a good time.
Well, I think we will play it again, though, because
I think so, too. Yeah.
Catch new episodes of the Baseball Together podcast every Tuesday.